Disney's new live-action remake of its animated classic, The Little Mermaid, is getting mixed reviews. When the original movie came out in 1989, WBUR commentator Teresa Okogan was 6 years old. It was such a mainstay in her family's weekly blockbuster haul that her mom eventually bought a copy, and Teresa practically wore out the VHS tape. She went to see the new adaptation last weekend and found herself wanting more.
Ariel and her long red hair take up a lot of space in my childhood memories. On summer trips to the pool, I wore a swim cap to cover my jerry curl or braids to protect my natural hair. I would dive in, squeeze my legs together like a fin, and then surge out of the water, flicking my head back and doing my darndest to recreate the iconic rock scene at the end of Part of Your World. You know the song.
Ready to know what the people know. Ask them my questions and get some answers. What's a fire and why does it, what's the word, burn? When did my turn?
I was well into my adulthood by the time the phrase representation matters began catching on. So when I walked into the theater to see Disney's new remake of The Little Mermaid, I knew what I was supposed to be feeling. Because seeing a Black Ariel should feel reaffirming, right? Indeed, I happily chomped away on my popcorn and Bunch of Crunch as Ariel swam around her underwater treasure trove pondering forks. My friend and I exchanged uggs at David Diggs' decision to stay true to Sebastian's pseudo-Caribbean accent.
Okay, listen to me. The human world is a mess.
But by the time Under the Sea played, I was dancing in my seat and happily sipping my cocktail.
This seaweed is always greener in somebody else's lake. You dream about going up.
But as I drove home from the theater that night, I began to feel a creeping sense of longing. It could have been fresh heartbreak. I'd just been dumped the week before. Or maybe it's that I am, for only the second time ever, allowing myself to date non-cis men. Maybe if I'd seen more queer characters in the media I'd consumed as a child, I would have figured myself out sooner. Or maybe it wasn't any of those things. It took me a few days to realize that what I wanted was something more than a remake of The Little Mermaid. I wanted a full-scale re-envisioning. I'm curious about a world where Ursula is an asexual femme struggling to embrace body positivity, who goes to weekly brunch with her gay besties. Or tell me about Ariel's big sister, the one who's 40 years old and just bought a coral reef condo on her own and endlessly swipes the dating apps hoping to find the mer person of her dreams. I'm glad that a new generation of kids will imagine Halle Bailey's locks and beautiful brown biceps when they squeeze their eyes tight and practice their mermaid dives this summer. But I refuse to believe I'm alone in wishing Disney would also take the risk of telling a different version of this classic story. I want to see how all the other people and mer people in Ariel's world live. I want to see them walk. See them run. I want to hear their stories. Ultimately, the lingering letdown I experience is because I'm a lot like Ariel. I want the same thing she did, which is to say that I just always want more.
But who cares? No big deal. I want more. Teresa
Okogan is a writer and writing instructor. You can read her essay and many more at WBUR.org.
I see them dancing, walking around on those, what do you call them? Oh, feet. Flipping your fins, you don't get too far. Legs are required for jumping, dancing, strolling along down a, what's that word again? Street, up where they walk, up where they run, up where they stay all day in the sun, wandering free. Wish I could be part of that world. What would I? I give if I could live out of these waters? What would I pay to spend a day while I'm on the sand? Betcha on land, they understand.